home of the stars, through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller. Hey everybody, with Paul in Mass. Paul, welcome back to the show. How are you, my friend?
Wonderful. I feel like a star. I'm on Home of the Stars with Rated G Radio.
You are on the home of all of the stars. I don't even know what I'm doing up at this hour of the day. At 8 o'clock on Saturday, I should have already had my cardio done and everything else, and I've got like nothing. So I said before the show, I said, Paul, I need a really big mug of coffee, and I'm not sure the 96-ounce glass that I'm drinking out of is going to be enough. But we'll see. We're here for the next hour, and we're going to have lots of fun.
Jesus will save you, blonde Jesus. You don't worry about that.
Praise be. Oh, my gosh. So how's your week been?
My week's been really good. My week's been really, really good. I want to give a shout out to Derek and Romaine because their show was spectacular all week long.
Especially and Friday at 6 o'clock Eastern.
6 o'clock Eastern, absolutely, because a famous and gorgeous Mr. Garrett Miller was on for almost 30 minutes talking
about
all-time
his record.
It's a lot of fun. I love the fact that they can do whatever the hell they want without a bunch of time restraints and things like that. Now that they own their own show, period. That's it.
Well, and, you know, it's just like this, you know, and I think that's one of the things that I like about the Derek and Romaine show. And so we'll give them the endless plugs here in just a second, but it's the same thing that we do here. You know, I think one of the big challenges that I'm having is on our Rated LGBT Thursday night show, you know, with my co-host Rob Watson. You know, Rob and I had this Little House in the Prairie vision of what we wanted to do with it. And the next thing I know, we've got LGBT guests coming out of the woodwork saying, I want to be on. I've got this. It's like, Rob and I usually would just do the show ourselves, and it's rare to have, you know, like, or, you know, like when Paul, you and I are doing this, it's going to be rare that we are going to have, you know, guests back to back to back. And that's what we're doing, at least for the next 6-8 weeks, something like that. And, but it's nice because if you want to do it, you do it. And if you don't, you don't. And, you know, that's the beauty of not having, you know, Big Brother breathing down your neck.
And again, that was going to be my second mention, was you and Rob with my favorite Chris Ando on Thursday. You guys give a great
Chris
show.
Oh my gosh, he's a riot. Chris is a riot.
Oh God. I adore Chris. I really, really do. I helped with the book. I got a mention in the book. The thing is, without Q gone, I'm really, really, really getting into the podcast and the online radio and a lot more than I ever did before. And I'm finding there's so much out there.
And that's what I love. And I think, you know, in this big blessing in disguise, and this is not, you know, I'm sorry, it's the law of attraction. You know, I'm a big believer, believe and receive, ask and allow and all of that good stuff. And I really do believe that. But I think one of the things that OutQ going away is going to help us realize is that there really are lots of options for us to listen to LGBT programming throughout the course of the week. And not only are there lots of options with a lot of shows being podcasts or blog talk radio types of formats like this program is, you are going to be able to listen to the programming when you want to, not because it's, you know, 2 o'clock Eastern time, you know, 11 Pacific or something like that. You can, you know, click and log in when you want. I think Derek and Romaine is a perfect example of that. I'm sorry, Derek and Romaine, I know you're listening today, but the shameless plugs will continue. But the perfect example of that is the DNR show, because, you know, if you're able to tune in live, that's great. But, you know, I can't usually tune in at that point because I've got other things going on. But I know whenever I've got a break in my day, I can press the link on my computer and boom, the show just picks up. And it's like, oh.
Right. You know what the genius is that they did with that, though? The player on the site that plays continuous loop of the previous show goes on. It's the odd hour. They start at 5 and they go till 7. So every odd hour is the beginning of the show. The chat room is open 24 hours. So if you're on there listening to the rebroadcast on the site, not downloaded, but on the site, you can chat with people as they're hearing the same part of the show. You get me?
I didn't know that because I have not gone into the chat room when I'm listening at night because I thought, oh, okay, that's only going to be up, you know, during the live broadcast. That's cool.
No, if you're listening to the rebroadcast on the site and not downloading it, then whoever's in the chat room is hearing the same thing that you're hearing. So you can still have the chat experience with the show going on.
It's live. Wow. I love that.
Well, yeah,
hey, by the way,
it's kind of fake live.
fake live is, you know, it's funny because I have a lot of people say, oh, I missed your show. And I said, just pretend, damn it. Press the button and get me a rating number, please. And,
that's what
you know,
I do.
Click it. Yeah. Well, I mean, most people don't listen at 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time for whatever reason. And like I tell everybody, I chose that time because that was a time that was convenient for me and I could commit to 7 o'clock 5 nights a week.
Right.
But that doesn't work for everybody. You know, you listen the next day. My folks listen the next day. I have people that listen on their way to work the following day or while they're at the gym or whatever the case is. But the fact is you listen. So, you know, it's nice that I have a number. We're going to have a great number. And we'll talk ratings here in just a second. But, you know, we have a great group of people that tune in live. But it's really, you know, the 95% that listen afterwards that's at a time convenient for them. So that's been my lesson in doing this. And one group I want to make sure we give a mad props and shout-outs to today is the LGBT Radio Central group on Facebook. If you've not joined that particular group, the LGBT Radio Central group, you need to go request to join. It's a free group. There's no cost of membership, of course, but it'll keep you a rainbowed of any programming that's coming up, and we shamelessly plug the programming in that group. So I want to thank Mark for organizing and creating that as well.
Oh, absolutely. And the thing is it's a closed group. So you send your request and Mark gets to it usually within a few hours if he's around or within a day.
Yeah.
And I've known him since 2004. We were.
Wow.
When
you were both 19.
Well, I wish. No, because the thing is, he's older than I am because he's a drunk. But we actually had one of our longest in-depth discussions that Mark and I had was whether we were going to go over to Facebook or not from MySpace.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Back in the day.
I know. Way back in the day. Fuck you, millennials.
Yeah. Well, you know, MySpace died a slow, agonizing death. You know, what do you think is going to be the next thing in social media, Paul? Because, you know, Facebook really is, you know, it's nice that we have it, but, you know, the Justin Biebers of the world, you know, don't really get on the Facebook. We don't get onto that Facebook. You know, they're off of the Snapchats and Vines and things like that. What do you think is going to be the next big thing?
You know, I really don't know. And the thing is, I really think it's going to remain Facebook because, the younger generation, and I'm kind of thankful for it, aren't really on Facebook anymore. They're doing their little stuff. As they get older and curmudgeon-y, like we have, then they're going to come over because it's an easy layout. It's 1, 2, 3. You can do it as much or as little as you want. And I kind of think it's going to stay that way. I pay attention to two things online besides my, you know, downloading podcasts and things like that to listen to. My sites that I pay attention to are either porn or Facebook.
Right.
Everything else is just kind of filler.
So, you know, of course, if we were going to plug a website that was adult in theme for, you know, a certain segment of our listening audience today, that might be pollenmass.tumblr.com.
Absolutely. It is boy butter approved.
Okay, there you go. So there is your free plug for the – we'll plug that again. But and we're not suggesting that you go over there. If you're under 18, don't go to that particular site at all. But if you go to pollenmass.tumblr.com, you'll find entertainment of an adult nature for a certain demographic that may be listening to this program today. Also want to give shout-outs today to Tony G and Hackensack. He's tuning in and giving me commentary as we're talking, and he agrees that Facebook is the real one to incorporate the first real one to incorporate everyone, no matter what age, as well as business. He says that's his 2 cents. So thanks, Tony, for your comments.
New Jersey?
New Jersey.
Oh my God! Hi, Tony in Hackensack, New Jersey. I'm just a little bit north of you, but don't stalk me.
Yeah, well, yeah. Tony is a busy guy. He does social media promotions for various, you know, profits and nonprofit companies out in the area, and is he's got his finger on the pulse of what's going on. So I know in the last year I've called upon Tony and said, you know, what do I need to be doing better or worse or more or less? And Tony's helped me out a bunch. So if you're in, you know, you want some social media help, Tony, you know, Tony G, just, you know, send me a note and I'll do a kind little introduction between the two of you. But anyway,
oh,
can we talk about Derek and Romaine just for, you know, like five more minutes? Because,
sure,
you know, they're awesome. So, okay, when Derek and Romaine got ready to do their show on January 4th, or, you know, they've been ramping up. They've been spending a lot of time and a lot of money getting this ready to go. I couldn't have been happier. And now that everything's, you know, kind of panned out the way it has, it's been just a real, again, it's, you know, it sounds so stupid and so pandering to say, but it's like I've got my friends back and I can listen to them, you know, talk about whatever. We could have them read a phone book and that would be great. But they had me on as a guest yesterday in the second half of the show when they played, I think before the show started, they played Sweat and Testify, my new single with Deborah Wilson from Mad TV. You'll remember her. She played the Beyonce or Whitney Houston characters, but has, a you know, just an incredible voice. And she came in and did the chorus for me for Sweat and Testify. But they also played Gay Wedding as they did the intro to our time together yesterday. And we just talked about a variety of things from, you know, the demise of OutQ, my hair, you know, things like that. Paul, and, you know, I haven't had a chance to go back and re-listen. Usually if I do an interview, I try to go back and listen once or twice to figure out, you know, what dumb things I should not say in the future. What did you think of it? Tell me how nice I am.
I thought it was, you did a really good job. I would have definitely messaged you and told you, you know, no, don't do that and don't say that and don't do this. But one thing I want to say to everybody listening, the endorsement of Derek and Romaine 2.0 that you can find at DerekandRomaine.com, all spelled out. This is absolutely unpaid, unsolicited. This is, for me, my unbiased opinion. And I will give good or bad opinions on whatever the fuck I feel like doing.
Well, that's true.
But seriously, it's so worth the literal pennies an episode.
Was 33 cents an hour? I did the math on it.
Is it 33 cents an hour or 33 cents a show?
No, it's 30 because it's 66 cents a show. Because if you did the 20 bucks over 3 months, so it's, you know, like what, you know, $6.50 a month, something like that. And then you divide it by the 22 shows or whatever, you know. So it's, you know, it's 33 cents an hour for the best entertainment you're going to get. And it helps them provide a top quality show. So, you know, even if you only listen once a week, you know, it's a couple of, you know, it's a buck a week or something like that at that point. But, you know, the people that I've shared the show with who have not heard of Derek. Well, you know, here's the other thing. There's this whole world out there that has not had Sirius XM in their cars or homes. So the fact that, you know, we're talking about it now and saying, well, now you can hear him on a different platform and it's not, you know, satellite radio based. I think that's opening up their audience to a whole new genre of listeners that have not found them before. And I've shared the program with a few people when they look at me quizzically when I say, you know, Derek and Romaine, they walk on water, you know, and they just think that you've lost your damn mind. And then I share with them, you know, here's what you're missing. And they hear it and they're, oh my God, where's this been for all my life? And I said, I told ya. So anyway,
but yeah, but it's not for everybody. It really,
no,
I mean,
not. It's an adult themed show too. You know, they swear they talk about adult topics and things. And, you know, it's one of the things that I like about the show is that I think this, Paul, I'm going to tell you, you are kind of having me stretch my boundaries here because we'll probably be talking about topics that would not normally, you know, come out of my mouth while we're doing the regular weekday show. But you know, they comfortably talk about a lot of topics and issues that are not things that you're going to really hear on a lot of other programming.
I know more about vagina because of Derek and Romaine than I would have ever known.
Ever.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Positively. And I've actually seen a couple in person and touched them, but
oh my goodness.
I know. Everybody thinks that I'm a gold star gay. I'm really not. I was butch for like 30 minutes of 1980.
At least 30.
Yeah. Well, no. Yeah. No, it was almost exactly 30 minutes.
Oh my goodness.
So my problem is, and I'm sure that there's many old queens out there that can relate. The more Bush I ever try to act, the more queeny it comes across, much like the original La Cage aux Folles that was in French that had to have subtitles.
Well, I want to give a shout out to another listener today that just pinged in. It's Brent Ettinger. I hope I said your last name right, Brent. But thank you for listening. If you want to call in and chat, you can do that at 323-657-1493. We are live for the next 45 minutes. So if you want to call in and chew the fat or yell and scream or any of that stuff, you know, call in. But you got to press one, because everybody who calls in, I have a ton of people on the switchboard here, but unless you press one on your keypad, the assumption is that you're just calling in from your phone because you want to listen to the show that way. But if you want to talk, you got to press one, and that way we know that you know, it's time to let you scream and shout.
That's Brent from Missouri. Absolutely.
Oh, Brent from Missouri. Okay.
One of the most stunning minions. Actually, he sells for J. Hilburton custom clothing.
Like a clothing stylist. He's, you know, helps people look good.
That's part time, but I believe he's full time now as a personal trainer. And I would actually hire him as my personal trainer if he were closer to me, just so that I could stare at his ass while I did exercises.
Well, you know, everybody needs their motivation, you know.
That's my thing. Yeah. No, I did yoga for a while, and then my little yoga guy.
Did you do naked yoga before?
I've never done naked yoga because I really feel that it's fun to watch as long as everybody's like under 30. But there comes a point when the pendulum swings a little too low.
Right.
While you're trying to do these poses, and I find it distracting. My little guy went off to Tibet or something to study more or whatever.
Good for him.
So
you can study too much yoga?
I would think so. I would think, although this kid has an ass you could bounce a fucking Buick off of.
How do people get that? Because, you know, do they spend 75 hours a day in the gym and they're genetically gifted, or is it surgery?
I think he's genetically gifted and the yoga. He taught 4 90-minute yoga classes a day, 6 days a week.
Oh, well, there you go. Okay.
So, you know, when you get into it that bad, but no, it was a reasonable size Kim Kardashian ass on a little Italian boy that was just,
I wish I had, you know, at this stage of the game, I'm either maintaining or trying to tone. I'm not trying to be Hulk Hogan anymore. I did that in my 20s. And so, you know, there are pictures of me out there where I'm really rough and tough and hard to bluff. But now it's just like, okay, don't get the 2 liter around your gut again and do some squats and things like that. I wish that I don't really wish this, you know, because if I really wanted to do it, Paul, I would. But if I wish that I would find that magical secret on which exercise to do to, you know, get a little bit more bubble in the butt, because the squats that I do, I think are probably great. But when I look in the mirror, it's like, I don't think that's what it's supposed to look like.
There's a bunch of them on YouTube. There's like these 90-second ass exercises that you can do 3 times a day that will build up the glutes and get everything going. You know, I used to worry about how my ass was. We're in our 26th year of being together. We've been married for, I don't know, forever. But and I finally got to the point that I stopped working and I can let myself go. He's not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere.
Okay. You got him locked down.
Absolutely. That's why I say that's the most important thing that we won when we won gay marriage to turn it into just regular marriage. Because once you have that piece of paper, you have freedom. It isn't locking you into a relationship. It gives you the freedom to do and be whoever the fuck you want to be, because it's going to cost them more to divorce you than it did to marry you.
So you finally took the girdle off.
Oh, absolutely. Actually, I've never needed a girdle. I could use one now, maybe.
Yeah. Because, you know, you wear, what, a 30-inch, you know, waist pants, and that's your fat pants?
Actually, I just had to buy fat pants down at Kohl's with a wonderful coupon, 31-32.
Cow. You're a cow.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We're the same size then. I can't believe that.
Well, yeah, and the thing is, it's not bad. I'm 52 and you're 38. So
yes, that's true.
Do the math.
So we talked earlier this week about the Kohl's experience. So you're saying, oh, I got this great deal, the great deal. And I said, Paul, I'm so glad you reminded me because I had this Kohl's coupon and I got a $5 off and I got a 30%. And, you know, sometimes you can get, you know, some really awesome deals. You were just talking about your pants. So, you know, I was in this movie, like 2 months ago. It's called Open. It's a story about an LGBT couple that is considering having an open relationship. It'll be premiered later this year, and I get to play the role of Mr. Bartender. Say that together fast, and that I was the role of the bartender. So going in there, yeah, they said, now come with your hair pulled back. They didn't want blonde Jesus flowing all over the place and looking like a mess. So I pulled the hair back, and they said, dress in all black, and we need you to wear a shirt like this. So I said, I've got black shirts like that. So I go over to my wardrobe here, and I am looking for my black shirts. And I realized over the holidays, I gave away all my black shirts because they were all my fat black shirts. And it's like, and I made a commitment to myself, I'm never going to be wearing those fat black shirts again. So they're gone. So I said, fuck, of course, now I'm going to have to go down and buy a black shirt. So I went down to Kohl's. So this is the story. Then, you know, if you've got stories like this, call and tell us how you got a deal too. 323-657-1493, press 1. So I go down to Kohl's, and they have this clothing brand called Apartment 9. I don't know what that is, or APT 9. So it might not be Apartment 9, it's that. So the lady's there, and it's right after Christmas. So there are no sales whatsoever. And the black shirts that I need were right there. And so they were $44 each. If you buy one, you got one at half off. But I had no Kohl's cash, no 30% discounts, no nothing. So my bill was $76. And I'm like, $76 for something I'm, you know, going to wear for this one thing and never wear again. Brought them home. Didn't open the second shirt, but took both shirts to the set. They picked which one they wanted me to wear. Mm-hmm. And I brought it home. And I thought, you know, I do kind of like this shirt. I can see myself wearing this shirt again, but I don't want to pay $44 for it. About 3 weeks ago, like a vision, it came to me. It says, go to Kohl's today. Go to Kohl's. So I went to Kohl's, and I had a $5 Kohl's cash thing. Right. And I was going to go buy the other shirt that I bought so I could, you know, return it so it wasn't like all worn and gross, and get my $76 back. Well, I don't know what happened, Paul, but the voices in my head, which, you know, usually talk to me quite often, said, it is time to go to the 75% off rack. Now, well, mm-hmm. Why would I buy something at a discount like that at Kohl's? You know, because that's where you shop. So I go over there, and they have the exact same bartender shirt, 75% off. And so here's, after it was all said and done, my $44 bartender shirt ended up costing me a total of $5.36. And I said, that is a keeper, because I swapped it out, took the other two back, and got my money back.
And then that's tremendous. I always go to the clearance first.
Yeah, that's great
stuff.
I
got a pair of jeans because I needed fat jeans. I got a pair of jeans. I don't know. It's one of their Apartment 9 or 6 or whatever it is. And
yeah.
There's another one that's actually like their brand or whatever. $12.
Holy cow.
For a pair of jeans. $12. That's before I got my 20% discount and turned in my $10 Kohl's cash thing.
I don't know how they make money. You know, because even their regularly priced stuff is not that bad of a deal.
I'll tell you how they make money. How Kohl's makes the money is these deals and the Kohl's cash. There's always the expiration date. It always gets you in. More than 60% of people pick up more than they would have on impulse buying. And it just, and it keeps the stock rotating. It keeps it, you know, going in and going
and
out.
Need the, well, you know, with a low margin business like that, you got to turn the merch. You know, if you don't flip it, it's not going to go. But so, well, anyhow, yesterday I go back, Paul, because I've got my 30% discount, my extra cold. So I go to that same, now I beeline it for that 75% off rack. And so I found a bunch of slim shirts. So I'm only buying slim or extra slim shirts at this point because that's, you know, that's what fits. And I'm not looking for baggy. And their great deals they had just two or three weeks ago were gone. So now my $44 shirt was only 50% off at $24 or $22. And, you know, even doing all my discounts and everything, I wasn't going to get my shirts for like $5 a piece. And I said, well, that's just a ripoff paying like $7 or $8 for a shirt. And so I stormed out of there.
Right. But the thing is and mini rant, okay, mini rant, because I was going through the 75% off and I've looked through their clothing and things like that. And it's not only at Kohl's, it's everywhere. JCPenney's, the Calvin Klein outlet that I have near me, all of these clothing people. Okay, I saw a pair of pants that were 42/30s slim fit.
How do you do that? I saw extra larges there yesterday that were slim fit, and I said, this is crazy.
It's just, you know, I am sick and tired. If you're overweight and you're working on it, wonderful for
it
you.
It is not a slim fit.
And I understand that, but it's not a slim fit. And you, who do they think they're fooling? They're not even fooling the fat people who want to pretend that they're not fat.
Right. Yeah, because
you,
I mean,
no, you're not a slim fit. If you're a
42 I know.
Waist. If you
42
are
is not
a
slim.
Full foot.
Yeah. Not
larger
good.
Hey, around than you are length. You're not slim.
You're not slim. I want to tell you, we had a couple of people that pressed the one on their keypad. If you want to call back and press one, we will get to you and chat with you. So 509, I saw that you were calling in and wanted to chat. Same with 602 if you want to call back. We will take your calls and welcome you to the broadcast. So thanks. So for everybody who used to listen to OutQ or are new to the programming here, we want to say thanks for tuning in. We hope you make this part of your regular radio routine and, you know, listen in. I do, you know, the regular show, not that this is irregular, but I don't – doing Saturday shows is not, you know, part of the normal routine until now. But I do the Rated G Radio at 7 o'clock Pacific time, Monday through Friday. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday is I guess that's just really the general lifestyle and entertainment programming. I've got authors. I've got pet advocates. I've got psychics. I've got other entertainment folks that are on there. And it's, you know, just it's chocked full of fun. And it's usually one guest a show. So it's always kind of like a sitting down for lunch and you get to eavesdrop into a conversation. But we're talking about whatever is important to that particular guest. So if they are talking about their book, we'll talk about their book or their journey. If they're a pet advocate, we talk about, you know, what kind of things they're doing. If they're a psychic, we take your calls. And Thursday, of course, is Rated LGBT Radio with my co-host Rob Watson. And right now we're doing tons of promo with the, you know, the guests that are coming on. This next week we've got Michael Vaccaro with Child of the 70s season 4. That premieres the following Monday, so we were able to sneak him in. We've also got Craig Campobasso. He's the director for a new movie called Don't Eat the Pansies that's going to be coming out, and I'll have really exciting information to share with you later in the coming weeks about some things that are happening there. But it's just a great forum. And then Friday is the Friday Night Dance Party, the wildly popular Friday Night Dance Party, I might add. And that's also syndicated on Chat and Spin Radio across the pond in the UK. It's their number one program every week. So, you know, we're doing lots of fun stuff here, and we want to take your calls. Now, 509, thank you for calling back in. And again, I have no idea who this is, Paul. So without abandon here, 509, welcome to the show. Who is this and who do we say hello to?
Hi, it's Martin Mack, and I'm in Washington.
Martin? Oh, my
gosh,
how are you?
Oh, my God. Sweetie, how are you?
I'm enjoying the show thoroughly. Having you two together is like a dream for me. So much
like an Oreo sandwich, Martin. You're in the middle.
I'm in the middle. This is great.
I'm
enjoying it so much that my coffee kicked in, you know, and I live in the middle of the forest, so I had to go out to the outhouse. And I could still pick you up. It was great to have you with me.
I like being picked up in the outhouse, right? Oh, my God.
It's amazing. Really amazing.
Well, no, Martin and his husband moved to the wilds of Washington. Is it Washington or Oregon? I always get those two mixed
up. It's Washington on the Oregon border.
The wilds, the middle of fucking nowhere. It's kind of like the Canada of the United States.
Exactly.
It is.
We need another one. But he's such a doll. He posts some of the most fantastic recipes. And I'm going to thank you on air so that the hundreds of listeners who tuned in.
Oh, no, don't know.
Absolutely. He sent me and my husband the most wonderful homemade jam. And
he did the chance and let me have his address to send it to.
That is a rare treat, Martin.
He did, Garrett, you listen to this. You will cum yourself. A plum blackberry jam.
Well, that sounds good.
It was wonderful. It was kind of, it almost had a silky flavor to it. And I'm trying to think, there was a wonderful lube back in the 80s that it reminded me of. The same kind of texture and feeling on your tongue. So thank you, Martin.
Now you just sounded like I was at a bathhouse making it.
Well,
we could have,
weren't you?
we don't see the webcam of quality control here, Martin.
No, and, you know, it's funny because Paul said you guys were going to be talking about porn, and I'm looking
Paul
at
might be
phone.
Talking about porn. Paul, do we have a porn segment coming up?
We do have a porn segment
hoping.
Coming up.
And unfortunately, there's no pictures. I was hoping for pictures, too. But
well, that's where
show.
You go to paulandmaster.tumblr.com.
Actually, not for this week, but if I continue to do these specials, if I end up continuing this, Martin, I am going to do special posts on a special Tumblr that is just for what I talk about on Rated G Radio for that porn. So would that help you?
Of course, not only me.
Paul's always about serving other people. Paul, you are such an angel to this world.
It's all about you, Martin. You're the one on the phone. It's all about you, baby.
All
really
about
is.
Martin.
Martin, yeah,
and the plum,
and all the
plum
other
jam.
Which it's soon becoming spring here, which we'll be out picking again and doing the same thing over and over again.
Nice.
Oh, wonderful.
I love doing it. I'm
going to
let you
my
guys
address.
Chat. Thank you for letting me on.
Martin, thanks for calling
both.
In. I appreciate you. Call in next. We're not going to do a show next week. So long story short, we're kind of rolling this out slowly. So next week, we call it a bye week, and then we'll be back on March 6th. Or let's see, I can't see the dates on the calendar. March 5th, we'll be back for another show. So you know, we got to get as much fun and dirt in as we can this hour to make up for next week.
Absolutely.
Right on. Got another caller here.
Can you replay this next week?
We can replay it. We can do anything. You know, we have that much power over time and space. We've got another caller here, Paul. Hold on.
Oh, good.
314, you are now live with Paul and Mass and me, Garrett. How are you? Who is this?
Good morning. This is Brent. You were talking
Brent!
About me a little bit earlier.
Oh,
Brent, the first operator. So how are you? I love listening to you this morning. I have to say that the irony of Rated G Radio and having Paul and Mass on your program is not lost on me.
Well, so here's the deal. My whole life revolves around professional wrestling. And so there was a time a few years ago when there was a wrestler by the name of Edge who called himself the Rated R Superstar. And so when I got ready to do the show, I always try to do something that, you know, is rhyme or catchy or something. So I said, what could I do that's like the Rated R Superstar? And so I went, oh, Rated G Radio. That kind of awful. So the G is a Garrett. It's not that you can't swear because, you know, Paul will call you a pig, whatever, whenever he
of
wants.
Of course,
and,
like a
you know,
pig pecker, yes.
Yeah. So there you go.
Well,
that's a little story
behind
that.
I was listening to your little rant about your $5 shirts, and it was just like breaking my heart because I sell shirts that are about $150. And
okay, Brent, here's the deal. I'm going to tell you, the people that buy your shirts appreciate a $150 shirt. I have no appreciation
right.
for fine clothing whatsoever. Unless I absolutely am told I have to dress up, I'm in my gym shorts and a tank top. If I'm dressing up, it's a T-shirt. And that's the extent of how pretty I get.
Yes. And my being a personal trainer most of the time, I run around in gym shorts all the time. But let me give you a little secret, and
please,
that will help improve your look without, you know, spending a fortune. Get yourself a really awesome tailor, and, you know,
Where do you find one of those?
I don't know. You kind of have to poke around. Sometimes you have to kiss a few frogs before you find the right one. But I've got this really great little gay guy here in Kansas City that he's a magician with clothing, and he's not necessarily cheap. But when you have just a few alterations done on your clothing, whether it's a shirt or a jacket or whatever, you look so much better, and you actually feel better, and, you know, kind of sit up a little bit taller, and you feel better about yourself. So, you don't have to be a person who buys, you know, $150 custom shirts from some, you know, queen like me, but get yourself a good tailor, and you'll improve your look significantly.
Well, Brent, if we were to we can't shamelessly plug you here because of all of the rules, you know, that are set up by the board of directors. But if we were to plug where to go and spend some money with you in Kansas City, where would we find you?
Well, the best place to find me is on Facebook. If you were to, look for somebody like me, which I'm sure you're not, but Brent Cameron Ettinger on Facebook, I'm very easy to find. I'm happy to help anyone with their style or with any kind of fitness questions. You were talking about, how to, improve the look of your ass. That takes just basically the secret to that is lots of repetitions and lots of time. There's no easy, quick
time and effort. Brent, that's
yes,
just not acceptable.
I know. I'd like to tell you just to take a pill and, you know, or go have some surgery or whatever, but that's not going to get it. Sorry.
Okay.
Well, everybody's looking for a simple answer to that, and there isn't one. Before I became a personal trainer, I sat on my ass working for an insurance company for 15 years, and I had no butt.
Wow.
And now, after having done this for several years,
it's spectacular.
Thanks, Paul.
It truly is.
So there you go.
So Brent, we need to figure out. So private message Paul or me after the show, and let's figure out how we can promote you a little bit too. So if we can put a link to you or do something like that, we'll figure that out and maybe drum up some business for you.
Sounds good. All right. Well, nice talking to you fellas this morning, and I'll listen for the rest of the show.
Thanks,
Brent.
Have a great weekend. Appreciate you calling in.
All right.
Okay. That was fun.
We never know
who's going to call in.
That was the first time I've ever heard his voice.
He sounds like a very nice man.
Oh, he's a sweet. We email, we chat, we da 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 da. But yeah, we've never actually talked on the phone, and he's such a dog. And the thing is, he's really, really good looking. Much like
he's
yourself.
A looker.
I'm surprised at all of the really good looking guys that I know are actually down to earth, fun people. Also, they don't have that "oh, I'm a hot guy" attitude that makes them ugly.
I think it helps if you have a really low self esteem or have issues that aren't resolved from childhood. I didn't get enough hugs, or whatever it is. But especially like out here, I'll go out to places. And I am really lucky, Paul, because most of the people that I run into are, just regular folks, and they're just really nice. They get it. Everybody wants to win. They're in it to help each other. And that sounds crazy in a place like Hollywood, but it's really transparent when you see the people who are like, I'm the hottest thing since sliced bread, and I am this, and I am that, because they just reek of blech. And it's very easy to just say, it's nice to know you, but you're not going to be my best friend forever.
And the thing is, they are the worst lays ever.
Ever. Yeah, because they think they're that great.
And it's all, I'll lay back and be pretty, and you do all the work, which I don't mind doing all the work sometimes, But the thing is no, and that's exactly, here we go with a little bit of porn, dirty
there
story,
we go.
Whatever. Here we
Let's
go.
Let's get it started.
I chased this guy. I'm not going to say what year it was, but the decade was the 80s. I chased this guy in Boston and stalked him before stalking ever became a thing. Found out where he worked. I showed up there every morning for a muffin and a cup of coffee. I mean, I followed him from club to club. It was just, I was going to get this guy. I was going to get this guy. He had no interest in me whatsoever. Finally, last call one night, I ended up getting him, going home to his apartment. I get in there. He literally had, it wasn't Crisco, it was the Surefine brand, but of Crisco on his nightstand was the first thing that I remembered. And I said, we're not using that. And he said, fine. And we started going at it. Da, da, da. And he was just laying there and not really doing anything at all. So I stood up, continued to play with his cock and balls a little bit here and there, played with his ass a little bit. I jerked off on his face and I rubbed the cum in his eyes. And I got dressed and I walked out. It was absolutely the worst lay of my life. And I figured if I'm going to do all the work.
If you'd been a hot lay, Paul, you know, you know that would have changed the course of history for the rest of your life.
Absolutely. But it helped me because I no longer chased anyone after him.
Yeah.
I didn't chase anybody. And I had some pretty good sex. So...
Oh, goodness gracious.
Porn minute focus group, which I miss terribly, is one of the reasons why I wanted 11 o'clock on Saturdays. They did the business birthdays, the only show that did business birthdays in the universe. I don't know if they were the only show that's going to do this in the universe, but I do know that nobody else that I can find does this. We're doing porn star birthdays.
Right on. Bow-chicka-bow-bow.
So today, which is February 20th, the porn star who has a birthday today is Jeremy Jordan. He was a Falcon model. He was born February 20th, 1978. He is now 38 years old today. And he has a listing of over 72 movies and clips and things like that that he was in for Falcon and various studios, but mainly Falcon. So happy birthday, Jeremy Jordan. You can look him up online, and I will be posting some of his porn on paulandmass.tumblr.com over the weekend so that we can enjoy him long before he was 38.
Well, 38, you know, because I'm 38 this year, Paul, as you know, and, you know, 38 does start to change your perspective in life. So it's interesting that, you know, he's done 72 movies, and happy birthday to him.
Well, and the thing is 38, now you would have to do daddy porn.
Daddy porn, yeah, clearly, because there would be no other options. I wonder if he has to take his teeth out.
You know, that's not always a bad thing. If you've had a really good gum job, no, seriously, because the thing is people can absolutely positively work their mouth and throat without any teeth in a hell of a lot better than they could work their ass. I don't care how professionally you've been using your ass. You cannot do what you can do with just the gums against a rock hard cock. So, again, another tip that I challenge you to find out there anyplace else.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Okay. There we go. That's on the to-do list, I guess, for everybody this weekend. We need a report back on, let's see, what's the date again? We're coming back. We're going to have a report back on March 6th. That's your homework,
absolutely,
folks.
Yes. And, David Squires down in Atlanta wanted me to tell Garrett that his voice is making him moist. He would be happy to call in, but he's at work. He's a laundress at a hotel or something down in Atlanta. Moist. He folds towels and things like that. So, no, he doesn't.
Do you remember the show Dead Like Me? It was on HBO or Showtime for a couple of seasons.
Loved it.
And the main actress in the show, and I wish I remember her name, but she played the mother. And the first show of the first episode, the first season, the first everything, she said that there were two words in life that she hated most, moist and panties. And so
yes,
whenever I have the chance to say moist and panties anywhere in the same, you know, breath, I always try to say moist panties. But they're not, you know, they're not exclusive to each other, just the two words. So.
See, that would have been a great Unscreened. Why didn't you ever do that for Unscreened?
I never called into Unscreened.
I know.
Yeah. I liked listening. See, I think that's one of the things that is interesting about, you know, listening to like a Frank DeCaro show. I love to listen to Frank and Doria and, the, you know, Jim and Ken and all the people who would call in and be part of the program. But that was my enjoyment. It wasn't, I need to be part of it, you know. And I think there are some shows you like to be part of and be active in. Like we had Brent call in and Martin call in, and that's awesome, and Tony. But, you know, there are other shows you just, you listen to all the time, but you don't necessarily call in or engage. And I always find interesting because, you know, one of the reasons I wanted to do this for years and years and years, besides Derek and Romaine, there was a show back in Phoenix called The Beth and Bill Show. And it was much like Derek and Romaine, except it was, you know, clearly a G-rated program, not a rated G. And it was on, you know, the KEZ 99.9 in Phoenix. And, you know, you just listen for 5 hours a day, and it was just the most fun. And, you know, maybe you called in, maybe you didn't. I think in the 13, 14 years I listened to that, I might have called in twice. You know, and like Derek and Romaine, I love to listen to Derek and Romaine, but it doesn't necessarily mean I want to sit there and call in. So I thank everybody who's, you know, listening today.
I'm not saying that there's a correlation, but you didn't, or you rarely called in, and now the channel is gone.
That,
so,
well, you know,
take what you will. Yes,
I am the reason OutQ is gone. Okay, Paul.
Dude, I didn't say that. I'm just saying people can take what they will. It's not up to me. I don't judge. If anybody knows me, I don't judge.
Yeah. Well, you might. Well, in areas that you do judge, it's usually measured in inches.
The thing is, quite honestly, I judge a lot, but the difference is I'm always right. But I will also mention, just because Frank and Doria came up, on the LGBT Radio Central page, I downloaded Frank and Doria's Periscope from last night, converted it, and put it up on Vimeo, and posted it on the LGBT Radio Central page on Facebook.
Cool.
So if you'd like to see Frank and Doria one last time together, you can go there and see that. It's also on my page, but I'm really picky about who I let on my page.
So what's this that I keep seeing Frank on a treadmill every day? Is it like that he's now got time to go to the gym?
4 days in a row he's been on the treadmill. So far,
me.
He has, well, he's done 30, 32, 34, and 38 minutes, respectively, on the treadmill in 4 days. By this time, he has actually sweated off the equivalent of a quarter of a cronut.
Probably a quarter of a cronut. Have you had a cronut? I've never had one.
I've had, you know, I just, they're good, but I couldn't get like a real one, because I'm not that close to New York City or Los Angeles where they have them. But, my favorite donuts are from an apple orchard up here. I get them at the dairy. They're called fry cakes, but they're the apple cider donuts that are just fantastic, and you break it open and you can see the grease ring.
Back in the
talk
day.
About moist.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You know what my favorite
moist.
Donut used to be growing up?
What's that?
The Dunkin' Donut chocolate cream filled donut.
Me too. I loved those.
Can I tell you a little secret?
Yeah.
My first non-paper route job, because I've been employed since I've been 9. That's how early this whole thing started. My first non-paper route job was a job working at Dunkin' Donuts in Salem, Oregon. And when I got the job, I was hired to do cleanup. So I go in at 3 o'clock or whatever, and then, you know, mop the floors, scrub the toilets, clean the urinals, and, you know, all that fun stuff. Finally, I was upgraded to cookie baker and then donut finisher. It was a fast track career. And one of the things that I asked the owner when I first started is, like, you know, Joanne, her name is Joanne. And Joanne was probably 40-something at the time. And if there was a definition of or a picture of what a cougar would look like, her picture would have been in that. And she drove a gold Trans Am. And so Joanne would come in and I'd say, Joanne, you know, I've got a big favor to ask. And she goes, what? I said, I love chocolate cream donuts. And she said, well, you get your free dozen a week. So, you know, there you go. I said, no, but I want chocolate cream. And she said, well, like, how much are you talking about? And, you know, because I made it in like 5-gallon vats. And I said, I'd like a bucket of, you know, the chocolate cream, because I would just go and eat it. And she goes, that is the most disgusting thing I've ever heard in my life. No, you can't have that. But if you want like a quart jar, you can take that home. So I took it home and ate it.
And
I was also 112 pounds, you know, soaking wet with a brick at that point too. So, you know, metabolisms and life changed. I don't think I've had a donut in years.
Oh, see that, or don't punish yourself. I mean,
it's the sugar thing. I just can't handle sugar very well, you know? So I eat the sugar and my mood, I start becoming really moody, angry, frustrated, easily riled up, you know, so processed sugar doesn't work well for me. You know, if you gave me my strawberry, you know, banana ice cream that I make out of strawberries and bananas, you know, I could eat a big gallon of that and I'd be totally fine. It's just the type of sugar, I think. So, yeah, you know, I don't eat a lot of junk.
Next time you're down in L.A., call Frank and tell him you want to go for a donut. Take two bites, set it down. He'll look at you and say, you're going to finish that, and you can say no. And then both of you are happy because he feels like he didn't let you waste food and you didn't have a whole fucking donut. And he didn't get a whole fucking donut.
Right. Well, I'd buy Frank his own donut. I'm not opposed to eating a whole donut. You know, it just doesn't hold the same type of appeal to me any longer. You know, same with, you know, like a piece of cake or a pie. You know, I'll have a bite or two and you know, that's okay. Now, on the opposite end of that, Paul, I will tell you, if you put a big bowl of really great guacamole and chips or really flavorful spicy salsa or something like that, I will shove you down a flight of stairs to get out of my way, because that is mine. And you can give me a gallon of that and I'll eat every last drop and lick the bowl.
Okay.
You know, so I'm more of a salty, crunchy versus sweet and savory.
Brent in Austin is much more salty and savory than he is sweet. Although that bitch can put away German chocolate cake, I'll tell you that much.
Well, he's always at the gym. Him and Lance are always working out or doing something to stay active. They're always, you know, posting pictures of, oh, here I am doing my 40-second spin class of the day. You know, they're always posting that type of stuff.
Yes. And minions mind when I bring you up and I dish about you or whatever, if it hurts your feelings or if you don't want me doing it anymore, just message me and we'll see what happens.
There you go. But we like to talk about people, but we only talk about people we love.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And
if we don't like you, you are not getting any airtime at all. So if your name comes up, it's because we like you.
It's true. Absolutely. The thing is, I love it when my name comes up on radio. I love it when my name comes up anywhere. Chris Ando talked about me being in his book, and you mentioned me, and he mentioned me. I replayed that one little 15 seconds over and over and over again while I touch myself. That's what I do.
Oh, my God.
But
we really need to get you out of the house more during the wintertime, Paul.
No, I enjoy my lazy boy recliner. They want a vintage story of Frank DeCaro, the beginnings of Frank DeCaro in Paula, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
I will give you one quick fun one.
Please.
It was early in my call history to Frank, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Actually, if you want to find out the roots of Paula, Massachusetts and OutQ, tune into Derek and Romaine this coming week, because I'm going to call in and tell them how I actually started, because Romaine
what
doesn't
know. What day is it going to be, do you know?
I'm not sure. Whatever day I can get away during their live broadcast.
Gotcha.
I'll post it.
Okay.
But I had finally gotten Frank's the AOL Instant Messenger, and he and I were instant messaging during the show one day, and it was at that point the worst show he felt he had ever broadcast so far, which he hadn't even been there a year yet. And he even ended the show saying, well, I hope we still have a job tomorrow or something like that.
Wow.
But I want to say maybe an hour later, whatever, all of a sudden I saw that he was still online. And so I just typed in, don't jump. People want to hear you anyway. And he came back and said, oh, my God, I didn't realize I was still online. Thanks for messaging. I said, it wasn't for me. It was for everybody on the sidewalk down below that you would take out with you. You're too fucking fat to be jumping off of buildings in the middle of the afternoon in New York City.
Oh,
you know,
my God.
He never took into account the other people around him that his fat affected. You know, and at that time, quite honestly, he was well under 300 pounds. He was probably about 245, 250
at
the time.
How many years ago
was this? That would have been back in 2004.
Wow.
So 12 years ago. Yeah, it was his first year because they were like 3 months on the nighttime show.
Oh, yeah.
And then they moved into McMullen's spot 11 to 2. And I didn't find them. I didn't know them until they moved to the 11 to 2 because I never listened after Derek and Romaine ended. It was because it was like 11 or 12 o'clock at night. I think there was
right,
11
right.
to 1. Fun. And I'll be throwing out fun little tidbits and things. I mean, nothing. The wonderful thing is the one plus, I'm not going to say wonderful thing. The one plus is he can't get fired for anything that I reveal now. So
That's true.
But until I figure out if I'm going to write a tell all book or not, I'm just going to sparse my stuff out there.
Who would play you in the tell all book?
You know, I would have to play myself. You know, they'd use the Joan Collins filter or whatever. But, you know, there is
nobody.
There's
going to be a
lot of athletes ball. It will be. But quite honestly, there is nobody, past or present or future Hollywood, that could do me justice.
That's true. That is true. You know, it's just the way it is. We've got 3 minutes left before we are wrapping up for the day. Do we have any final closing thoughts that we want to share with the listeners today?
Join.
You know, besides the fact that the hour flew by.
It did. I can't believe this is the end. It's like, oh my God, I'm even looking at my notes. There's so much that we didn't even hit on. Oh, queerpig.com. Queerpig.com. They don't sponsor us yet or anything like that, but I just discovered this place myself. Queerpig.com is just news and gossip about the adult entertainment industry for the gay male community. So if you want to find out who the big, hot, you know, porn stars are, who, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, queerpig.com is Pollard Mass approved.
There we go. Cool. Well, my closing thought for the day is thank you to everybody who has listened, bought, downloaded, and purchased Gay Wedding, and that's the number one single this past week on numberonemusic.com and also hottestnewartist.com. I've got a special out there on my website, garrettmiller.com, that if you go on there this weekend, there's a DNR 2.0 special. For $10, you get a digital download of my album. You get Blonde Jesus and Eyes Wide, and here's the crazy thing. I'm going to even throw in an autographed CD to you and mail it to your home. So if you'd like that $10 special, it's unheard of, only happening through the rest of this weekend. Please go and check that out. We'll see you back here on March 6th. It's my pleasure to have Pollard Mass on Super Gay Radio. And if you want to hear what Gay Wedding sounds like, here's a little tidbit of it before you go out and spend the rest of your weekend doing something fun.
sister, look what we've done. Hey, mister, mister, second to no one. Hey, mister, mister, our time has come. Hey, mister, mister, marry your true love. Hey, mister, mister, hot bun. It's a nice day to start again. It's a nice day for a gay wedding.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.